Pakistan Air Force, PAF, conducted its most extensive strike on Indian airfields in a single mission since the 1971 war, according to Air Vice Marshal Aurangzeb Ahmed, who briefed reporters alongside top military officials on Monday. Aurangzeb said the operation was carried out with precision and restraint, targeting Indian Air Force, IAF, installations while avoiding civilian areas. "The mission was executed on our terms, under clear instructions from the leadership," he said. The operation was part of Pakistan's military response to recent Indian air and drone strikes. According to Aurangzeb, PFS actions were designed to restore deterrence, neutralize threats, and regain air control. The initial phase reportedly focused on disabling Indian Rafale jets stationed near the western border. India attempted to establish a new normal through aggressive escalation. Pakistan's swift and coordinated reply denied them that opportunity, he said. Pakistan's military radar and jamming systems also intercepted multiple Indian drones aimed at civilian areas, rendering them inoperative, Ahmed claimed. Inter-Services Public Relations Director General Lieutenant General Ahmed Sharif and Vice Admiral Raja Rab Nawaz of the Pakistan Navy joined the press briefing, underscoring the unified stance of Pakistan's military leadership. Aurangzeb credited Air Chief Marshal Zahir Ahmed Babur for devising the operation's strategy, emphasizing that Pakistan remains committed to peace through strength and the protection of its airspace. Yesterday, Pakistani military hit 26 Indian military facilities, and dozens of Pakistani drones hovered over major Indian cities, including capital New Delhi, in the offensive operations on Saturday, Lieutenant General Ahmed Sharif Chaudhry, the Director General of the Inter-Services Public Relations ISPR. The chief military spokesperson said that the Pakistan Armed Forces fulfilled the promise they made to the nation to avenge the martyrdom of innocent civilians, including children, in strikes in the night between May 6 and 7. Chaudhry spoke to the media at a joint press conference along with Air Vice Marshal Aurangzeb Ahmed and Deputy Chief of Naval Staff, Operations, Vice Admiral Raja Rab Nawaz, to share details of the Bunyanal Marsouz operation, carried out against India on Saturday. Chaudhry said that 26 military targets as well as facilities that were used to target Pakistani citizens and those enterprises that were responsible for fomenting terrorism in Pakistan were engaged in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, EOJEC, and the mainland India. The targets included Indian Air Force and aviation bases in Suratgarh, Sirsa, Adampur, Bhuj, Nalia, Batinda, Barnala, Harwara, Avantapura, Srinagar, Jammu, Mamun, Ambala, Udhampur, and Pathankot, all of which sustained major damages, he added.